This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Fargo, North Dakota Catholics are suing the Obama White House over rules coercing health workers to perform everything from abortion to gender change procedures. Pope Francis has shown in recent writing how such procedures encroach on the sanctity of life. The elemental idea that politics is a practice for those in the city or polis to work out differences is being lost on some who supported someone other than Donald Trump. Some produce inane arguments similar to flat earth theories to shut down pro-life thought. Others, like one restaurant in Hawaii, post signs denying service to Trump voters. For a cogent and thoughtful presentation of problems springing from abortion, ranging from disease to economics, the book to read is Complications: Abortion's Impact on Women. This is Life News Radio.
The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
In other headlines, rapper Nick Cannon turns his craft to quick rhetoric. He shows disgust for eugenics, saying, "Margaret Sanger founded Planned Parenthood to exterminate the Negro race." Well, more than 700 people have been killed in Canada since such assistance was legalized in June. Such early death puts disordered pressures on the weak, elderly, poor, and disabled. And LifeNews.com has a countdown of the top 16 pro-life stories of 2016. And for pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at LifeNews.com. This has been Life News Radio.